Switch TV. You
Love
know the vibes.
Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah.
I had to dig in the crate on this shit. You already know what it is.
DopeBoysMusic.com.
I'm at the crib with his wife, and I'm fresh from the city to the night. Niggas hating and they mad, I'm on ice. Niggas ass, and I ain't even with the bike. Big money shit, let me talk spice. Big money shit, let me talk spice. Big money shit, let me talk spice. Next shit, fresh shit, let me talk spice. She the church girl type, but I know she get nasty. Freak in the bedroom and pub, she be classy. She good, she straight fucking in the back seat. Straight back shot, she running like a track.
Pass the blunt, Dev.
Smoking this do-si-do.
Bad one, I'm a basic. Rolling up, rock, I can face it.
She get it.
Bad one, I'm a basic.
Smoking OG right now, bro. Cool.
2 grams in my blunt, I ain't basic. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Can't smoke with these niggas, they laced it. Rolling a rust, nigga, I can taste it. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Whipping the foreign, you don't wanna race it. New diamonds on the bezel, ain't basic. 2 grams in my blunt, I ain't basic. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Can't smoke with these niggas, they laced it. Rolling a rust, nigga, I can taste it. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Whipping the foreign, you don't wanna race it. New diamonds on the bezel, ain't basic. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Run up a bag, nigga, I'ma chase it. Shout out my lawyer, he beating them cases. Getting money on an everyday basis. Getting money, she be fucking on camera. Getting money, I know swipers is cameras. Free my cousin, yeah, he stuck in the slammer. Free my cousin, he got caught with the hammer. I was down bad, down to my dick. I ain't have shit and it made me sick. Now these bitches on me just like it's sick. Big drip, I be kicking the shit. 2 grams in my blunt, I ain't normal. Smoking this killer, don't say I ain't warn you. I'm a rock star, you niggas too formal. And if it's something, my niggas is on you. 2 grams in my blunt, I ain't basic. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Can't smoke with these niggas, they lace it. Rolling a rust, nigga, I can taste it. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Whipping the foreign, you don't wanna race it. New diamonds on the bezel, ain't basic. 2 grams in my blunt, I ain't basic. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Can't smoke with these niggas, they lace it. Rolling a rust, nigga, I can taste it. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Whipping the foreign, you don't wanna race it. New diamonds on the bezel, ain't basic.
Yeah, buddy. Y'all already know what the fuck the vibe is. Backwoods TV. We live. Home of the independent artists. Home of the independent black business owners. Y'all know the fucking vibes. What it do, though? Everybody, I thank y'all for tuning in with Simi again. Shout out to my boy Flock Guys behind the ones and twos. You already know. Shout out to the whole For the Record movement. We in here. So listen, yo. I'm going to start the show a little different, yo. We're going to change up the vibe a little bit. Hey, yo. There's been a lot of negative going on. A lot of negative energy shifted my way. For the record, it ain't going to work. We here. We live. I want everybody to be successful. That's what we're about. I got the same common goal. Bring everybody together and showcase some of the best talent we've heard that's unsigned and looking for that way out. So with that said, yo, we going to stop all that extra shit, and we going to let bygones be guns, bygones or whatever. And, you know, we here, though, for real, for real. I love everybody. I don't have a hostile bone in my body. We all got the same goal, so you know what I mean? But now we got that out the way. Hey, yo, y'all already know the fucking vibes. Yo, I switched up the show a little bit differently this week. And I went and grabbed 3 talented artists that I only tapped into their music. I don't know them personally. And that's a great thing for me because everything is raw, unscripted, and straight out of no book. So with that said, it's an honor. The gentleman I'm about to bring on, yo, the person that actually referred him, I've known him since I was a little tight, like 9 years old. Shout out to Cedric. You already know the fucking vibes, bro. Hey, yo, so with that said, state your name, where you from, and what you do.
Yes, sir. Good evening to everybody, man. This is Malcolm Seth on the check-in, repping North New Jersey. Repping Jersey as a whole, but I'm born and raised in North, so I say that first. I'm a producer, yes, artist. I engineer a bit, and yeah, I'm here. Thank you all for having me on.
Absolutely, bro. It's actually an honor. I reached out to Cedric a couple of weeks ago, and I told him if he had any artists that he knew that was talented and was looking to showcase their music and just get their music heard, bring them through. Not even a half hour later, he said, "Yo, here's my man. Hit him up on Instagram. He nice with it." And I'm like, what? Anybody that you consider nice and family, that's family in my book. So you here?
Okay, that's cool. I appreciate that. Yeah, that's my So Cedric, that's my brother, right? I don't want to say younger brother, but he's younger than me. You know, it's three of us, it's me and him, my brother Marquise. You know, they've been always been big supporters of my music and what I've been doing. And yeah, I'm glad he linked me, man. So you know, ask me some questions, throw it at me. You know, let the people get to know who I am.
Absolutely, brother, man. I appreciate that energy. That's great energy. That is great fucking energy. I love that. And I can't wait to get started. So it's the first time on the show. I always mandatory that I tell the artists, you know, how we do things on the show. Pretty much I go ahead and start you out by letting you shout out your social media, all the platforms they can find you on and tap in with what you got going on. Since I got a few less guests this week, I'm going with the same background as last week. I'm going to go ahead and ask you like two questions. We're going to break. We're going to drop a bomb with one of your bangers. We're going to bring you back after the commercial. We're going to ask you two more questions, give you a chance to shout your social media out to the people one more game so that if they just tapping in, they got it once again. And then we're going to go ahead and drop that bomb with that final banger. That sound cool?
Cool with me, man. Cool with me. I'm ready. Thank you.
Yes, sir. So, my first question starting out to you would be is, how long have you been rapping, and what inspired you to want to rap?
I would say I've been rapping forever. but more so, just to kind of give a little bit of backstory, I've been playing a producer seat for probably the past maybe 8 years, 8-9 years. You know, I started off as an MC like everybody else, you know, hearing your favorite rapper, wanting to emulate your favorite rapper. You know, ciphers, all the other stuff. And, you know, I always was into production and just never like went for it. And then, you know, it was a time like my grandmother had passed and like music just was fuzzy for me. You know, it was like a overflooding of everything and I didn't feel too inspired. And, that's when I started kind of digging into my brain, like, you know, just making beats on the low and doing different things. And that was just so I could, you know, come back and be able to work my own projects, record my own projects, produce, mix, and do it, you know, do that stuff. And, yeah, man, so, like, I can say I've been rapping since a kid. Like, you know what I mean? You know how we start when we little. You know, you hear some stuff. You hear your cousins playing something. You know, you get put onto some music, and you start to kind of develop a taste of your own. I've been rapping for years, bro. But production, you know, like I said, I've been at the helm of that for the past 8 years. I can even say 9. And so now I'm rapping back around and finally putting together my project. But in the midst of that, like working with artists, you know, shooting out stuff for placements, you know, back in 2013, 14, 15, 16, that time, I was running around doing producer showcases, you know, just getting my name out there, you know, shaking off the doubt and meeting people and getting myself into sessions and stuff like that. So, you know, I've kind of inserted myself into a producer community that's allowed me to, you know, to just meet bad people, go to sessions. And then now, you know, with all the stuff that all the skills that I kind of acquired, like I can mix, I can produce whatever. Putting my project together and, you know, trying to bump it to fire artists and cook with them. You know, I'm about meeting the artists, you know, if you dope, whatever, let me throw you some beats. Let's build something together. Let's put some music together. Let's put some visuals together.
Absolutely.
You know, that type of stuff, man. Yeah, yeah. So a lot of the stuff I sent you is artists that I've been working with over the past couple of, you know, years. Some of them are newer than others. And we've all shot visuals. Some of the stuff, most everything I've produced, some of the things I featured on that you probably saw, and some of the stuff I did hooks and stuff for. So I just try to insert myself in it because I can do it. You know, all of that is part of my skill set, so why not use it? You know?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. So it's
it ain't where you fit in, bro. That's a man of many talents, and that's, you know, I honestly, I was so interested in your interview, we skipped the set, so we're gonna backtrack 1 second. Go ahead, shout the social media right out to the people and tell the people how they can tap in what you got going on.
Yeah, my bad. I appreciate that. So my social media, you know, Twitter, IG, SoundCloud, any of that. I'm at Malcolm Seth, so it's MalColmSeth, like Malcolm, but SCF at the end. Again, Twitter, Instagram, that's my SoundCloud. I think that's pretty much the social I got for right now. But we're
absolutely
working on YouTube.
Absolutely.
We're working on the YouTube. The YouTube is going to host everything that I've either produced, featured on, worked on, as well as I've been running around the past couple of weeks, you know, filming my cook-up session. So just studio hopping, me cooking up, working with other artists. And, you know, my guy Stocky Bomb Film, shout out to him out of North. He records me and edits it down. So we're going to have all of that on YouTube. You know, videos I've worked on, videos that I've produced, all of my content. So, you know, you'll get to hear my music. Then you'll get to kind of see me just on like a day-to-day, you know.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Man.
Yeah. So Malcolm Seth on all the socials, man. So.
Yes, sir. Yo, callers, do not hang up. Y'all tapped in with Malcolm Seth. Yo, this brother man is a humble man. He brung some fuego. When I say he brung fuego tonight, he brung fuego. So y'all make sure y'all tap in. Hold them lines. We going to open up the lines. We going to do it different. We going to let y'all chop it up with the artists. We going to let y'all tap in with the artists. So just, you know, hold them lines. My second question to you is, of all the things you're doing, I know you have a passion for engineering. And that's I have a fine appreciation for anybody that does engineering because I've seen what you have to go through, the many steps, especially with different programs. Every program has their own way of being mixed down and mastered. So, you know, shout out to you on that alone right there.
Thank you.
But with all
Thank
that you. Said, with being an engineer, where do you find all the time that you have to be an artist, plus produce people's videos, plus shoot documentaries in your day-to-day life, plus working with probably as many artists that I've collabed with on my last four projects? How do you find the time to do all that?
Well, you know, we all get the same 24, right? So I will say, I think anybody that knows me well knows I'm a night owl. I'm a night person. I'm not no Superman, nothing like that. I got a 9-to-5 like everybody else. You know, that plays me very well. And fortunately, you know, I got a great support system at home. So when I come home, you know, I do my day-to-day. I have a daughter. My daughter will be 6 next week. I got my son. He's on the way. You know, I got a house. I got a dog. You know, I got, you know, like real, thank you. You know, I got real day-to-day shit going on. So, but I cook at night. Like, once my house get quiet, you know, 9, 10 o'clock at night, everybody sleep, bro. I'm cooking till, you know, till 4 in the morning. And then, you know, and then, no, I'm serious. I'm cooking till 4 in the morning.
Nah, that's me too, bro. That's why I'm laughing. That's me too.
Yeah.
I'm shutting down,
you know, I might get an hour or two of sleep, hop in the shower, you know, and move on to the next day. I might burn out a couple nights, you know, but I know, okay, I burnt out for the past 3 nights. Let me just chill and rest my head tonight. But I look at it like this. There's a lot of stuff to be done. I used to be not all over the place, but it's almost like it's like shooting at a target. You could take 100 shots, right? And you'll hit a good amount of times. You're going to hit something because you shoot 100 shots. I think for me, how I learned to work, I still shoot my shots, but I shoot more accurate shots. So I may not take 100 shots. I might take 50, but they'll be dead on. You know what I'm saying? So I have my time, but I will say this, and this could be used as a piece of advice to anybody that's listening, that's a producer, that engineer, that whatever. Let's say tonight I don't feel like cooking up. So I do something every day musically or something that involves my craft. So let's say tonight I don't feel like cracking my laptop to cook up no beats. I might go back on old beats and rearrange the drums, right? Okay, so let's say I don't feel like doing that. I might write for a night. I don't feel like doing that. I may go open up my vocal sessions and record some vocals for a night. Okay, I don't feel like doing that. I don't feel like doing anything that involves me touching a button or hitting a key. So I might sit and watch my tutorials. I, you know, I'm an avid reader. I've probably watched every mix. I probably don't watch every mixing tutorial that you could name. So it's nights where I'm brain dead. I don't feel like doing anything. So I sit back, you know, I get right, roll up my whatever, and I'm watching tutorials on compression, on mixing, on things like that. Because it's like, to me, if I don't make a dollar ever in my life for making music, I'm going to still do music. You know, I purchased thousands of dollars of equipment. I pay for all of my sessions, everything I do out of my pocket. I just shot two videos.
Amen.
About a month ago, all my cook-up sessions, the guy, my homie that shoots me, everything comes out of my pocket. So I do this because I love to do it. You know, now if I could feed my family off of it, that's a bonus. But I say this, and I'll leave it at this because I don't want to be too long-winded. The step that you won't take, somebody else will take that shit. You feel me? So if you're like, okay, well, I'm not going to do this, it could be somebody that's not as talented or less qualified, if you want to say that. But they're going to get there because they took the step you didn't take. And my thing is, you know, I'm in the mode where ain't nobody going to outstep me. So I'm not the perfect engineer. I can record my own vocals. I can mix my own vocals. But I got homies that's engineers. So guess what? So when I pull up in a session with them, when I'm done cooking and they mixing, I'm listening. You know, I'm a student. I can tell you one time, and it's a funny story real quick. My hi-hats used to be trash, garbage, like super trash. And every time I collab with my homies, they would redo the hi-hats. And to me, that was a personal fight. Like, yo, come on, man. I love to collaborate with my homies, but my hi-hats got to be a point. So it came to a point where I would just listen. And then I would mimic what I heard. So then it's almost like riding a bike. Like, once you could get the basic riding a bike and staying balanced and not falling, then you learn how to pop a wheelie. You can hit a hook slide, all the other stuff. So that's how I look at it. It ain't nothing out there that we really can't do. It's just about applying yourself. You know, I thought I was going to be, you know, oh, I'm going to be a great rapper. I'm going to be this, that, and the third. You couldn't pay me to sit in a studio and twist a button or even watch an engineer twist a button. Now that's all I love to do. But the flip side of it, now I get to bring it back full circle. So now when I catch a vibe, I can literally stand up, walk into my room, hit the on button, cut my setup on, cook up right while the beat is going, and then record it 20 minutes later. Like, that's a dream for me. Yes, you know, and I didn't go to school or nothing like that for it. I tried to go to a couple of spots, and it just didn't work out. And I ended up, like, linking up with some private engineers just on some one-on-one, you know, Mr. Miyagi, Danielson type shit. They was just showing me shit.
Yeah.
And
you know,
I did it that way.
The crazy part about what you're saying, brother, man, I understand where you're going because I'm the same way. When it comes to hitting the session and actually sitting down, most rappers walk around when they song done. We on Backwoods CP. You already know what it is.
Yeah.
I roll me a couple blunts, and I get in my zone and I watch what he's doing. Now, I'm not too familiar with Pro Tools like I am Logic. I know Logic like the back of my hand. So, you know, you learn, and that's the gift of learning. You're able to pass this blessing on to the next set of people and, you know, start a whole generation trend and have them pass it on to the next person. Then that person, it's changing. Each one.
You got to want it, though. You know what I mean? You got, not to cut you right back, but you got to want it. I know I've been in situations where I've seen people that say they want it, but then they don't show that they want it. You know what I mean?
Everybody I got on the show want it. Everybody I got on here tonight want it. Callers, do not hang up. We about to jump into something real quick, and then I'm going to take a call and let y'all tap in with my boy, Malcolm Seth, and let y'all actually tap in with him. But meanwhile, yo, I got a question for you, brother, man. You know what this is?
Yeah. That's
difference between telling the truth and a lie.
Yeah, that's, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
No, yo, my bad. I thought we lost you. So, real quick, that's a song called True Lies, produced by myself, featuring me on it, but it's with an artist named XP the Marksman out of the West Coast. a very dope brother who I, it's funny, quick backstory. We linked on a project. We worked on a project called, Think Differently 2. It was the project put out by a producer by the name of Dreddy Krueger. And it was, I believe, part two to a project called Wu-Tang Meets the Indie Industry. Dreddy Krueger was a producer that did a bunch of stuff with Wu, like, you know, Grave Diggers and Sons of Man and stuff. And, you know, through a mutual friend, my homie Buddha from Buddha and Grands, I think I pulled up on him one time. And I just happened to be waiting around, like, in a smoke room waiting. And he introduced me to this gentleman. And we just clicked, you know, and he had me working on the project. And out of that, the homie XP was on that project. And after the project kind of dropped, and it had a lot of names on it. Edo was up there. My man XP, a good amount of folks. Inspector Deck had a single on there. Me and him linked. And he's on the West Coast. And, you know, he's rocking with my production. And I had cooked up a joint. You know, my wife is a art director and a graphic designer. She did the artwork. And I sent it to him. And he was like, yo, you know, dope. And then he had me send it to him again. I think his guy mixed it down, mastered it. And he's like, yo, I'm headed out there. I was like, yo, let's shoot a video for it. And then we linked with New Vegas. You know, New Vegas shot the video. Very dope, brother. I believe he's from Brooklyn. I could be wrong. Excuse me if I messed up where he's from. I think he might be from Brooklyn. But real dope director. You check out New Vegas, he's everywhere. And New Vegas shot the video. It's a vibe. You know, it's super hip-hop. It's super hard. And then from there, me and XP just been kind of like going, you know. Again, check him out, XP the Marksman. He's out of the West Coast. His last project, Rock Marcy, produced the entire project. He's getting ready to drop a project with an artist named Rashid Chappelle. I believe Rashid Chappelle is out of Patterson, another very dope MC. And then me and my bro, Arkin, we produced a single on that called Mahogany Grips. And I think that's dropping next month, or it could be this month or something like that. When it drops. But yeah, that brother's from the West Coast, man. And we never met each other face to face until we shot the video. And, you know, and ever since then, it's just been all love. And he's somebody who I respect because he's constantly hustling and he inspires me to hustle. So, me is, you know, XP the Marksman.
You already know the vibe.
So
you already know the vibe, Flock. Throw that bitch in rotation.
You know the difference between telling the truth and a lie?
You already know the fucking vibe.
I'm from them outer regions, not too far from Mars and Venus. Came down and crashing like God blessed me with these modern features. We used to work with squeegees, now we're taking flights to Fiji. They used to pop a lot of shit, break at me when they see me. There ain't no peace treaty, easy making squads sleepy. The mob boss, Lil Italy, eating big ziti. And fear leader, got the warnings, let it rain freely. Heathens catch a whiff of this gunpowder, that's still treatment. Dirty money, make your fingertips black. Just use the famine in a jam, make sure your wires ain't tapped. Ironclad, my pen and pad, make sure the illness won't rap. That's a fact, these impact, wipe your fam off the map. I should pass past the regular breaknecks, a venomous snake rat. The evil men, the devil won't last. Doing God's work to hecklers, cross around his necklace. Send him up to the entrance, the barrels will blast.
You know the difference between telling the truth and a lie?
Yes, sir, I do.
Come on, real man. Come on, don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Niggas show no love, but they hearts is hollow. After them hugs, then the darts will follow. They chase the charts, we make that art that sparks smart convo. Y'all play the part, yeah, I know. Half bull, half rhino, y'all gon' remember me, dawg. So when it's on, who gon' get the horns eventually? In solid competition, never mention me, nah. Y'all keep fishing, not even guppies I take like. And it's much different trust when you face to face with a great white. Been showed them what it was, they still try to front like it ain't like. And nah, this ain't hype, I've been way above par. So on every other bar, now I'm in your gut with a steak knife. I sent some prayers up for y'all, y'all better make nice. I sprinkle layers in a roar, and then I take flight. Hide in plain sight, you'll see me different than before.
You won't see me different, nigga.
I'm not conceited,
nah.
Do not believe it. The pressure I apply on God is not to stop the bleeding. Malcolm.
You know the difference between telling the truth and a lie?
Come on, real man. Come on, don't be afraid.
Yeah, we was broke, we had to roll up with them Bible pages. The older folks was always screaming, only God could save us. The Hawks was playing when he made it to that coffin chamber. Hated for the moves he made, he thought that he would live for ages.
But nothing promised, angel stuffed inside of paper. Lift me up the time, but I'm feeling not my greatest. I see my stars aligning to find my rap endeavors. Shining like patent leathers, tell them I'm back together, whatever.
And we could storm the weather, kill rats for mounds of cheddar. Through the book of these rainbow rappers that call weathers. They gotta know better ranges for the gold. Better logo on the back, plush rims with the gold emblem.
I need acres for my daughters and Rottweilers by the fences. A stockpile of extensions, case I got too much attention. My queen's in private quarters, she not bothered by no mentions. It's that garly talk we speak into existence. I hope you listening, I know you listening.
Y'all been on by. Yes, sir. Backwoods TV. Shout out to my motherfucking guy, Malcolm Seth, North New Jersey in the building. You know, I love having my niggas from Jersey on. Like, hey, yo, that shit, that's a whole vibe. That should take me back to some 1990s Wu-Tang type rap. And I love old school music. So shout out to Malcolm Seth on that beat. Like, yo, that shit tough. But yeah, so Malcolm, you still there, brother man?
I'm here.
Yes, sir. So what we gonna do is, yo, you, honestly, before I get into what I'm gonna say, you answered every question. Yo, you are the first guest on my show. Literally, I'm dumbfounded on the. Yo, you answered every question before we just went to break. Like, I literally got one last one for you before we get out of here.
My bad, bro. I like to talk, so.
No, bro. No apologies, my guy. No apologies. That's awesome because you were comfortable enough to be able to talk your shit and, you know, actually give people insight to you so that they know you outside of just music. You actually provided a foundation for people to get to know you. So that's not a bad thing at all. You're the first guest. I've had that literally had me to the point where I'm like, shit, we're digging the crate real quick on the question. And this man, he went in, like, I don't got too much to say. So, you know what I mean? But, yo, you are a very talented man. I actually, before I get into your last question, I want to actually bring you back here in 2 weeks to the show and actually give you your own show to be able to really tap in with you, give you that whole hour to be able to really keep it popping because, I had a word with my producer, and I feel as though you have a lot to say that's beyond the amount of time I have to provide on this show tonight. Had I known you were the way you were and you family like you family, bro, I would have given you a whole hour. But we're going to get you back in 2 weeks. I'm going to tap in with you for two weeks to get you on a whole show.
That's cool. I appreciate that. I appreciate y'all providing the platform. Because I'll say this, and I don't want to go on the rant, but from a producer standpoint, we kind of not, you know, the guys like myself that's coming up, that's grinding, that's hustling. I feel like producers kind of get forgotten about, you know, sometimes. And
Not at all. Not at all, and, brother, man. Not at all. I'm a fellow artist, bro.
Okay. Maybe from my experience, I say that. So I'm not to speak to generalize for everybody.
It's about the people you deal with. Some people have forgotten about the – my thing is this. I always say this. The producer is the most important person. Us as the artists, we paint the picture, but they perfect that motherfucker to be able to go out there.
Yeah.
Because you got the dopest song writing and rapping. But if your production is shit and your engineer is garbage by sort of trash, however you want to put it, your song is shit to a pile of manure. I'm going to tell you that now. So to the callers listening in, yo, what this man is saying is absolute truth because I've had people critique music that I tried to engineer myself and that shit did not come out the way it was supposed to and they were on my ass like flies on shit. So y'all really need to tap in with what this man's saying because, honestly, production and producers is a lost form of art. Everybody gets so lost into the fact that you got to shoot the video, you got to be the rapper and put the dope lyrics down. But you got to remember, yeah, your producer, your beat maker, and your engineer, to me, have the two most important jobs out of anybody.
They're the ones
that take that vision you have and ultimately put it in perfect perspective. So, I want to go ahead and honestly, I don't have another question for you. You literally are a complete amazing artist to interview, yo. Your energy is crazy. You're not scared to go there with people. Like, I'm actually going to enjoy bringing you back to the show and having a whole hour to tap in with you, because
I feel like the people
really get to know who Malcolm Steph is. And I'm intrigued to know a little more about you as well. So we're going to definitely set that the fuck up. But go ahead and tell the people your social media again so they can tap in with what you got going on. And we're going to go ahead and drop that final bomb on them. But I want you to stay on the lines and stay tuned in with the show, because we offer some other things on the show outside of my show. Keep in mind, we are 7 days a week, brother man. I'm only 1 of 6 hosts. So it's other hosts listening as well. They're going to come in and talk about what they do a little later. So I definitely want you to hold the lines. But go ahead and tell the people your social media and where they can find out what you got going on.
Okay, cool. Social media is Malcolm Steph. It's MalColmSef. That's Instagram. That's Twitter. You can find my SoundCloud under Malcolm Steph as well. Yeah, man. I'm a producer. I'm an engineer. I'm an artist. I'm a father. I'm a lover of music, and I pride myself on what I do. As far as artists that want to tap in, if they're serious, shoot me a DM or, you know, shoot me an email or something like that. My email, if you want to reach out, is Malcolm Steph, MalColmSef at gmail.com. Shoot me email, you know, what you're talking about. I will be very honest with you. You know, time is money to me. So, you know, I'm not one of them producers that be like, yo, I'm making you pay for beats. If you want to purchase a beat, of course, we could do something like that. I don't feel myself as a producer that sells beats, because I don't, you know, that's not my thing. If I meet an artist, and let's say, you know, Simi, I meet you and I think you fire, and you want to buy beats for me, you know, listen, I got a mortgage to pay, I got kids, you know, yeah, I want to make money, right? There's equipment that I want to buy, but here's my thing. I would probably present it to you like, yo, I think you fire. How about this? You know, if you're serious, let's lock in. You cover your studio time. I will give you beats, but let's put this project together and do it that way. You know, and let's put some visuals to it and give it a place to live, right? Let's not just make music and let it live on hard drives. Let's not make music and just put clips up on put clips up on Instagram of you playing the song. Let's put a visual to it. Let's put a project together if that's what you want to do. You know, if you just want a one-off, you just want to buy a beat or lease something, then, you know, we could do that too. But I'm more about, like, I'm here to stake my claim, you know. I had, real quick, there's an artist a couple of weeks ago that reached out to me, and I'm going to say they wanted some beats. And I was like, yo, send me some music. And they was a little apprehensive about that. So my thing is like, okay, so I am a producer, and I think sometimes artists get, or I ain't going to say all artists, but people get caught up in like, yo, I'm giving you my money, give me a beat. For me, it's not like that. And don't get me wrong, I like money just like everybody else, but like everything ain't worth, you know what I mean? Like everything that called my name ain't for me. You feel me? Like, you could be like, yo, I got $500 for a beat. Like, here, who don't want $500? But it depends on, like, what do that come with? Like, are you trying to do something with this? Or are you just trying to get me five and run with the beat? Like, do I have any input on it? Because if you dope, I want input on it. I'm a producer. That's what I do. So,
hey, brother man, you know, I'm going to have to bring you back. Yo, I got two more guests, man. Brother man. I got to tap in with the other guests. You're going to have me fuck around and go overboard. I'm going to end up here about 12 o'clock. We had work mad as hell. Like, now, leave me alone.
Anybody want to tap in?
That's it. That's it. Y'all tap the fuck in with Malcolm. This man is a walking fucking brand. If you don't know, honestly, like I said, if we had more time, I'd keep this motherfucker on this bitch all evening. Because this man is a walking brand. That's what my show Backwoods represents, is we promote walking brands and try and help them get that honor. So for the people that enjoyed what this man was talking about, mark your calendars. Lock in. 2 weeks from now is the Malcolm Seth takeover. He in this bitch for an hour, taking over.
Yeah.
See, I make sure y'all tap in. But with that said, bro, I got one final bomb to drop on him. You know what this is?
What we playing? Yeah, that's my guy. Real quick, that's one of the brothers, Doughboy Philly, out of Philly, featuring another dope brother named Sherrod Stark. It's called Stay Over There, produced by Malcolm Seth. It's hard, it's hip hop. It's definitely a neck breaker. And I hope y'all enjoy it.
Let's go. Flop, you already know the model. Throw that vision rotation.
Yeah.
Shout out to my boy Malcolm Seth in the building.
I knew back then I wanted a Benz with the butter seats in them. Fuck walking, it's gonna kill me if these ones get a crease in them. I hear them say they rich, but they keep renting. Like mama said, if you don't get it yet, just keep living. It's gonna come to you. Let her know if she the one to you. Whatever you do, gonna get done to you. Protect your energy. And if your homies joking, saying hating shit, then that mean they don't fuck with you.
Right.
Think about it, make me uncomfortable. Keep some repellent for these weirdos we may run into. I'm in my own skin, I'm comfortable. I don't need you, I ain't got to lie about loving you.
It's real over here,
right.
You stay over there with that sucker shit.
Stay over there, bro.
We don't switch sides. Keep fucking with who you been fucking with.
That's real shit,
yeah.
Bro.
It's real over here,
right.
You stay over there with that sucker shit.
All the way over there, too.
We don't switch sides. Keep fucking with who you been fucking with.
You know what I'm saying?
Air Max 1's my favorite shit. Pull up on your chick in the Cutlass 86. Like you gon' take this dick, but you don't know about it, make you sick. Word to the wise, watch who you playin' with. I gets busy out here. All you little niggas iffy, I swear. Dance around the truth like you Shiggy. How dare you underestimate a future legend. From Big and Nine's Claw, I give a chick some heavy set dick and slide off. Old school continental like a mob boss. I don't linger around if the vibe's off. Don't dip this way, baby, this is my sauce. Hit this weed, you might not off. You feel nauseous, crack the door.
It's real over here,
right. You stay over there with that sucker shit.
Stay over there, bro.
We don't switch sides. Keep fucking with who you been fucking with.
That's real shit,
yeah.
Bro.
It's real over here,
right.
You stay over there with that sucker shit.
All the way over there, too.
We don't switch sides,
yeah.
Keep fucking with who you been fucking with.
You know what I'm saying?
Protecting my energy, 40 years for my enemies,
yeah.
And acting for no favors, ain't nothing you ever lending me,
yeah.
Behind tent mob, what's going on, sipping Hennessy? You ever cost a fan?
No mercy,
it's just a penalty. Niggas brag about the shit I wouldn't even post. I'm too busy on the yacht with my bitch doing the most,
yeah.
Jealousy,
yeah,
should be your felony. I keep my weapon brief,
right.
Music shit is just my therapy. I'm living levelly,
right.
Heavily I carry it, push the whip like a chariot,
yeah.
Hustling's what I love, I made a vow to marry it,
yeah.
We don't switch sides and we never dick ride. 32 clip in case you wanna get fish fried.
It's real over here,
yeah.
You stay over there with that sucker shit.
Stay over there, bro.
We don't switch sides. Keep fucking with who you been fucking with.
That's real shit,
yeah.
Bro.
It's real over here,
right.
You stay over there with that sucker shit.
All the way over there, too.
We don't switch sides. Keep fucking with who you been fucking with.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the fuck what I'm talking about. That's hip hop. Shout out to my boy Malcolm Seth on the fucking beat. That beat was hard body. I was over here vibing like, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. That's what we about here. That man passionate, yo. I wish I had a longer set. I would have let him keep going. But that's why we about exposing the talent here. So we gonna give him his own show in 2 weeks. Let him take over the set. Let him talk his shit for a whole hour. So make sure y'all mark y'all calendars for that. Shout-outs to my boy Malcolm Seth, and shout-outs to Cedric for introducing me and plugging me. Appreciate the plug on him, bro. We got him here on Backwoods and for the record. Yo, y'all already know the damn vibes, yo. That was some shit, man. That was a hard song, yo. I love hip-hop. That's genuinely what I'm about. I love all music, but hip-hop particularly is my favorite, where you can actually feel it. You can feel everything with that beat. So, Malcolm Seth, I see you working, my guy. We got some artists tapped in, too, that might tap in with you. They heard all that shit you was talking with the beats, so they going to tap in. All right, with that said, yo, my next guest, it's an honor because I actually interviewed my uncle, Dre Thorne, 2 weeks ago, last week, actually. And I told him I was looking for more artists as far as people to bring on, and, you know, I wanted to, you know, reach out my, you know, my comfort zone, and I want to tap in with some artists I never met, but I want to hear their music. So he sent me this next gentleman. With that said, artist, state your name, where you from, and what you do.
Oh, yes, oh, yes. My name is E. Skilly from Philly, a.k.a. Skeletal Vision, from the PLFD, New Jersey. And before we do get this started, I would like to give my condolences to everybody that lost somebody in those terrible floods that went through Jersey, New York, and Philly and all of that good stuff. And I want everybody to hold their head. But that's
yes,
who
sir.
I be, where I'm from, brother man.
Yes, sir. My man, 100 grand, PLFD in the building. I'm another hometown representative. I love it. That's what we talking about, bro. Yeah. First and foremost, welcome to Backwoods TV, and thank you for tapping in tonight. It's actually an honor to be able to interview somebody my uncle spoke highly on, so it's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to go for the entertainment factor. I do want to say good-looking the old boy that was before us, you know, and I do hopefully I can link up with him. But, you know, I'm trying to see what's really good and add a little entertainment and have a little fun right about now. So what's really good with you, brother, man?
Man, I'm locked and loaded, brother. This is what I came to do tonight. You already know. Love the energy. Shout-outs to my boy. You already know. Dre, I got you later if you tapped in and you listening. Appreciate the reference, brother, man. But welcome to Backwoods TV for the record radio. You already know the vibes, brother, man. It's mandatory that I go ahead and tell all the new artists that and business owners that come on the show how I do it. We go ahead and lock you in with a few. We go ahead and let you start out with your social media so everybody can tap in with what you got going on. I go ahead and ask you two questions. We drop a bomb on them. We bring you back from that commercial. We ask you another question or two. We drop that final bomb after we ask you your social media once more. So you ready for your interview, brother man?
Oh, yes, oh, yes. Let's get this damn thing started.
Absolutely. So, brother man, my first question to you, and I always ask this to every artist because I'm a passionate artist, and I know when I started, when did you start rapping, and how did you know when you first started rapping, this was it, this is what you're going to do?
When I first started rapping, everybody saying when they're a kid and things of that nature, about 10 years old, something like that, my brother and my cousin, it was the cause and the effect, and they were doing their little 1-2s, and I wrote my little first rhyme for this shorty, and then I spit it for her, then she dumped me, but, you know, that's a different story and all that good stuff. But beyond all that, once I got about 14, 15, it was like I made a decision in life. And it was like, hey, do I want to continue in this trade school or do I want to just sell weed and be a rapper for the rest of my life? And, I mean, you know, it could be unfortunately or fortunately situation, but I chose the latter and just do my thing in this musical situation. We ain't going to get into the street situation, but in a musical situation, that's what I chose to do. You know, and I started doing it professionally, you know, in the studio and all of that about 9, 8. And since then, I've just been doing me, brother man, you know. Started out as a battle rapper, as Deuce Infinite. Then went on over to the East Skilly situation, you know. I am from Plainfield, and that is the home of the P-Funk and the Parliament Funkadelics and things like that. And
yeah, talk your shit.
Had the pleasure of actually doing some work with Daffy Duck, and you know, my cousin is the guy that was in a diaper and all of that. Rest in peace to him right now. But
yes, sir.
Yeah, so I was doing work with them, and that brought out the whole East Philly situation, you know, and that birthed the East Philly from Philly situation, you know, that influences from a little bit of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, not Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
and
Michael Jackson, bro. That's basically what East Philly, you know, that the influence of East Philly. Now, Deuce Finn is something totally different, and most of the audience and things like that know me, they know more of Deuce than Finn. But this interview, I wanted to do an East Philly interview. So, you know, that's the music that I sent you, and hopefully we're going to enjoy some fun times. You feel me? You got to feel me.
Man, number one, yo, shout out to my boy, yo, East Philly, talk your shit. Number one, all right, no shots at the West. Everybody know I grew up on the West for the last 15 before I moved back up to the East Coast and then ventured down South. Everybody know I love the West. But they took something that we invented in my hometown. I'm glad he brought it up. Yo, Parliament and the Funkadelics are from Plainfield, New Jersey. If you did not know that, they are from Plainfield, New Jersey. They are from my fucking hometown. The same hometown where Red Man's baby mother says, and we constantly see this man. So,
yeah,
that's number one.
I've seen him in the Chinese store in South Africa quite a few times.
Man, listen, this is what it's about. Like, Parliament and the Funkadelics, they are literally the pioneers of my hometown. Now, what I was going to say is, no disrespect to the West Coast, but they took P-Funk and changed it to G-Funk and put their spin on it, and that's how it became West Coast. No. Everything that's born in Plainfield stays in Plainfield, and that's a sure-written fact. A lot of talent came out of my hometown, but we'll get into that another show. Bro done turned the Jets on me for a minute. Let me calm the fuck down. He done turned the Jets on for me, but shout-outs to East Skills, because real talk, that's a vet. Honestly, I'm walking in this man's footsteps. They set the foundation for me as a Plainfield artist. So, callers, do not hang up. Y'all locked in with Plainfield's finest East Skills. I need y'all to tap in and hold them lines. We already about to hit 10 o'clock. Once you hit 10 o'clock and you hang up, you cannot call back until you just have to hit the link and listen in after the show is over. But now we're going to go ahead and get back to that, bro. Your energy is remarkable as far as the type of vibe you bring to the show. My second question for you before we go ahead and get into your first banger is, what did the energy, these songs you sent me, I heard them all. What was the energy like going into the studio doing them shits? Because you can hear, yo, I can tell. Me as an artist, you can tell when the artist is feeling themselves in the studio. And I've been told this about myself as well. I literally listened to both of your songs back to back, and it literally gave me the same vibe. You were feeling yourself. What was the energy doing them songs?
Well, as far as the Hit Your Right joint, honestly, you know, I do my own recording and engineering in the crib. You know, I got my own home studio, and I don't even send it out to get mastered, nothing like that. I feel like, hey, I do what it do till it get done, so everybody should hear it how I hear it. But as far as Hit Your Right, you know, I did do that work with my boy, Hook Boy Graham. And he really did guide me with that. Like, he really did produce that song. He did the beat, and he worked with me with the verses, and we went back and forth, and he was in a different location. I'm in a different location, and we just went back and forth with that joint until we got it done, you know, and he engineered it and everything from that point. That's the joint that I didn't engineer, but he did do that. And as far as going down, I did that here. And like you said, I was feeling myself, man. I heard the beat, and I'm like, yo, man, bump that. I'm a rap, man. I'm a rap and make people dance at the same time. I'm like, yo, bump that.
I don't know
what I felt like rapping, bro. Like, really rapping.
I told y'all. Listen, it's a vibe artists got when you hear another artist's song. It's a vibe. It's an artist vibe. You can tell, I can tell y'all right now, my producer's song right now, that he was feeling himself absolutely 100%. And he let it off. Flock, if you listening, talking too much, yeah, you was feeling yourself, my nigga. I heard it. But we going, yo, listen, yo, he bringing the energy. This is what I like. I love it. Anyway, yo, we going to go ahead. I'm going to get into this first. Just go ahead and get into the question. Yo, you know what this is?
Oh, yes, oh, yeah. Skeleto B's a vision. That's hit your ride. Get it right, get it right, get it right. Holla at your boy, boy.
Yeah. My guy, yo, Flock. I ain't got nothing else to say but the usual model. Throw that bitch in rotation.
Oh, yeah.
That was silly. He skills in the building. Plain silly New Jersey. Hey. Talk to him,
they send me money through wires and turn the digits to dollars. And fucking bitches is dialed up. And since a kid I've been solid. Yeah, I'm skinny, yeah, frolic. Fuck your bitch without trying. Get her wetted and hydrant. Cause she blinded by diamonds. Not a star, but I'm shining. They said the chronic, I'm wildin'. They taught me violin is popping. And shoot my shot, so I shot it. Now with wifey, I'm popping. I'm pounding exotics while smoking pounding exotics. I'm not bragging about it. Just happy I got it. Crazy in private. Probably in, but I doubt it. I'm the reason she crying, but can't do nothing about it. Caught me slipping while sliding. I'm moving different when riding. And ain't no laws, I'm a bottom. But I ain't wantin' no problem. Say hold up, cause I know what's going down. Bunch of bad bitches and I'm feeling like a hound. When I roll up, shorty put it in her mouth. When I pull it up, I ain't never pulling out. Say hold up, cause I know what's going down. Bunch of bad bitches and I'm feeling like a hound. When I roll up, shorty put it in her mouth. When I pull it up, I ain't never pulling out. Bunch of bad bitches run the city with a rock star. Put it in your titties, not silicone but rock car. She ain't even tell her when they put her in a cop car. When I bella out, she get anything by law. My God, shorty really did a bunch of niggas. She could get a Birkin, couple leases and a trip to Vegas. She could call the shots if I ever leave because of haters. I could never ghost her cause she sucked her soul up out of player. Hold up, body looking like a snack cake. Bunch of fly hood rats chilling in my bad cave. It's all good with your man on a bad day. Chill with daddy, I make you happy. Saturday on a late night. Friday after work you get paid, right? Cop my vids, highlighted on the pay site. Or catch a slide, go mobile till daylight. Hold up, cause I know what's going down. Bunch of bad bitches and I'm feeling like a hound. When I roll up, shorty put it in her mouth. When I pull it up, I ain't never pulling out. Say hold up, cause I know what's going down. Bunch of bad bitches and I'm feeling like a hound. When I roll up, shorty put it in her mouth. When I pull it up, I ain't never pulling out.
Hello, this is Paul Mash of Paul Mash TV. I hope you're enjoying tonight's show. Anybody out there is an artist and wants to get their name exposed and get their word out about their songs and so forth, come no further than Paul Mash TV. It only takes about 5, 10, maybe 15 minutes of your time. All you need is a program called Zoom, and you also need a link to one of your YouTube videos, and we'll get it done. And I've interviewed a lot of people here on For the Record. I interviewed Flock Gaz a couple times, King Kush, several other people, so they can back me up on my work. So if you want to contact anybody here at For the Record Radio, they'll get you set up, and I hope to hear from you soon.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Paul Mash. You already know the vibes. My guy, y'all make sure y'all tap in. That's another outlet for y'all if y'all listening. Like I said, I'm one host out of 6 days shows. We 7 days a week. It's six hosts. I'm only one of those. It's a lot of those tapped in. So artists that's definitely listening and artists on the show that's getting interviewed, just know you being scouted. It's not just my show as well. But anyway, yo, shout out to my boy E-Skill, yo. He was talking that shit, yo. I was over here jamming. I almost fucked around and got up and started dancing. I was trying. I'm sitting down because I'm tired from work. But I almost fucked around and got up and started hitting the MC Hammer on the bitch. Yo,
yeah.
Shout out to my brother. Yes, sir. Bro, you had me over here vibing. Yo, that shit dope. I told you I know you was feeling yourself on the song.
Yeah, that was going down. I thought it was going to hit you right. But that was going down. Yeah, bro, like I said, man, that one, I just wanted to rap, man, like for real. It's a difference between putting together a hit song where you just do just regular random flows and things of that nature. But I was like, nah, let me just actually just rap, you know. I just felt like really rapping and rapping, you know, like really, really spit, you know, because I really dug that. So, you know, hey, hopefully people enjoy it and they can still get their little groove on while listening to some bars and a good flow, you feel me?
Yes, sir. Your cadence on that song was ridiculous. It, like, I'm going to be the first one. You probably done heard it 1,000 times, but I'd be one to tell you, yo, your cadence on that song and delivery was ridiculous. Like, you rolled that motherfucker like you came with the beat.
See, that was wild.
Like, as an artist.
I told you my influence was Fresh Prince, and if people really listen to it, it's kind of like a numero uno when he was spitting that. And he just like, for real, that flow, like, I just caught a little, I just felt that, and just was, like, going in a little bit.
Callers, do not hang up. If you hang up, you are out of there. You can't call back. You will have to wait to the end of the show to listen to the link to be able to catch the rest of the show. So if you locked in, stay locked in. We locked in right now with my boy E Skills from PLFD, my fucking hometown. He just dropped a bomb. Yo, listen. Bro, like I said, I look for two things when I listen to a song. I look for what you actually talking about, and I look to see how you ride a beat. So, as we all seen, no disrespect to Blueface, everybody can't ride a beat. Everybody can't ride a beat, bro. Everybody can't, yo.
Bring other artists down, you know, because I am a songwriter also. So it's like, you know, if he needs something, you know, on point, on beat, he could definitely hit a brother up.
Got something for you. I got something coming to your email like the next day or so. I've been looking for the right person to do this song with. We going to chop it off the set, bro. I got you, yo. I got something for you, though. I got one final question for you before I go ahead and let you stop your social media out. Hey, yo, man, who are some of your influences, like, as far as rap-wise? You know, already gave me some outside influences. I'm intrigued to know some of your actual rap and hip hop influences, and what about them made them your influence?
All right. Well, like I said, you know, like, and I keep throwing this name out there because he really don't get the credit that he really deserves, and that is Fresh Prince, Will Smith, because it's like, yo, when he was doing this thing, parents don't understand the things of that nature, the visuals and the songs matched perfectly. And he was doing it on kind of a pop type of vibe. I mean, you say a pop nowadays, back then you wouldn't said that. But he really did, and he could really rap, yo. So he really did a lot back then. And, of course, like I said, the Kid and Play vibe, you got to realize, you know, my mother was a Jehovah's Witness and my pops was a born-again Christian. So it's like I couldn't listen to the whole the vibe and things like that, but I did have two older brothers, you know, Spooky and Doc Quill, so I did get the feel of the streets and things of that nature. But when we go on road trips and things like that, I can't have that in my Walkman. I gotta have, you know, the contemporary things with no cussing and all of that. So as a child, you know, 8, 9, 10, those was my influences. So once I had to cross over, because I mean, you can do certain type of things, but then you'll be stagnated. You'll reach a ceiling, and I just never wanted to reach that ceiling. So once I felt like I did what I had to do as an underground rapper and showed my skills, and anybody can peep that out, D-U-C-E-I-N-F-I-N-I-T on sound, if you want to hear some bars and things of that nature. But once I felt like I did that, I wanted to actually elevate. And once I elevated, I mean, I had find music that can cross over, and those are my influences, and along with Parliament and Zach and Rogers, and that basically created East Skilly. And so I guarantee anybody that loves to dance and have some fun and listen to some good lyrics at the same time, just tune in to East Skilly on all bases, all platforms. So big.
Bro. Like, yo, talk your shit, bro. Like, for real, like, All right, bro. We got to definitely bring you back, bro. We going to chop off the set about set up another date. Cause I'm going to try and go on towards the end of the year. I want to shorten the guests because I want to get a little more in depth with the guests. And I feel as though if I, you know, limit the amount of guests I have on at once, I'm able to, you know, cut down and, like, be able to really tap in with them. So I want to definitely chop it up with you all set because you definitely, the energy is crazy. And, like, I feel like, honestly, what you just said is something that is missing right now. Like, everybody's so worried about being tough. Everybody worried about being drill music. Everybody want to, you know, everybody thought, yo, no cap, the Fresh Prince will out-rap a lot of people, including myself. And I said that because a lot, he just not too long ago dropped a freestyle, and he ain't use a curse word, embodied it with metaphors. Do not sleep on the Fresh Prince. Like, hey, yo, real talk, we wouldn't be doing hip-hop and be doing what we doing if that man didn't set the platform because he had hits that Summertime is forever a classic. Once I hear Summertime, I'm going in the house and getting dressed. It's going down. I'm flying somewhere fresh as hell. That's just off back. So, you know, definitely tap in with what he's saying. Like, these artists are history and pioneers that allowed us to be able, just as well as E-Skills has definitely allowed me to be able to walk in the footsteps of another playing field artist and, you know, be able to do what I'm doing. So y'all make sure y'all tap the fuck in with him. I will be back on Backwoods TV to let y'all know an actual date of when me and Brother Man going to be back to chop it up. But, you know, he's definitely a humble soul. My uncle know him personally and said great words about him and told me I was going to enjoy the interview with him, and I definitely did, and that's why we got to get him back here. And Flock, Kush, Haiti, all y'all listening, Brother Man, this is an energy y'all definitely want to tap into. Like, I'll lock y'all in with him if need be. Like, this is an energy that y'all definitely need, and I definitely want to bring him on, so... With that said, bro, go ahead and shout your social media out one last time and tell the people where they can tap in with what you got going on.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, I do want to say what's up and good looking to my boy Taj Money. You know him as Dre, but I know his rap name is Taj Money once he gets back in the booth, you know, for hooking me up with you. And I appreciate your time and consideration and letting a brother on to do what he do. You feel me? And y'all can find me on E_SKILL_E on IG. That's Instagram. I did do a new page on Facebook. That's ESKILLE _PLSD. You know, so follow that and see what's up with that right there. Now, as far as music, and if you want to get a full EPK of a brother, which is the bio and a couple videos and songs, you can go to ourstage.com/ESKILLE, and there'll be a whole profile for you right there. Now, if you do want to hear nothing but music, you can go to ESKILLE2000 on SoundCloud.com. I do got a couple pages on SoundCloud, SKILLE. And it is ESKILLE2000. And like I said earlier, it is DUCEINFINIT. Now, it is the same pages, you know, so I did promote the same song. So if you keep on going down, you'll see it'd be at least 20 to 30 other songs. That's about 4 pages with at least almost 300 songs from your book. So it's like that. So you'll find something that you like, because I does it all. Like I said, I do lyrical, I do pop, I do R&B, I does what it does till it gets done. And also, hey, you know, if you want to keep a hit song and things like that, and I also do marketing, reach out marketing. If you do need some radio ads or commercial ads and things like that, hit your brother up. DM me. I'm there. I'm available. I does it. Holler at your boy.
You heard, Ayo Flock. We ain't even going to get, yo, bro, energy crazy. We're going to switch this last segment, yo. Before we even get out of here, yo, shout outs to my boy, yo. God bless you on coming through. I love the energy, yo. I will be in touch soon to tap in with you on another one. Yo, Flop, we ain't even doing that, you know, with this. Yo, drop that shit, bro. Throw that bitch in rotation.
Good boy, Scalito.
When about money is always, if you owe me, you better make it right. I ain't got time to play games with ya. If it goes left, the planes hit ya. Right, when you see me rain in the forecast, money making money, that's more cash. When you see me rains in the forecast, money making money, that's more cash. Money wouldn't matter if you got it, you running. And if you owe me, then you pay me for your week, get it done. And I'm running down on my opposition, catching they lacking. And if you come in for what mill, I read you slug for the cannon. Get it?
Get you.
Holler for some brains if you thinking I'm stupid, it's all. Know my team is down for the rumble, and if we all team up, we taking over the country. You know I'm
right.
When my money is always, if you owe me, you better make it right. I ain't got time to play games with ya. If it goes left, just play pitch ya. If you get left, just don't mind. When I'm wrong, I still be right. Hard with the left, but strong with the right. Even when I'm wrong, I still be right. Hard with the left, but strong with the right.
Yes, sir. Hey, yo, shout outs to my fucking guy. Yo, E-Skill, you dope as hell, bro. God bless you. Your energy is incredible. I love the vibe you bring to my show. It's definitely different than I've had on my show. That shit was lit, bro. Shout outs to all my guests so far tonight, yo. Like, y'all came to play. And y'all showing the fuck out. Like, this is what we about here on Backwoods TV. You know, showcasing all this talent that you don't know is around. So, hey, yo, we going to switch this vibe up a little bit, yo. Usually I ask a bunch of questions, but I'm actually going to bring my next guest in, and I'm going to let the people talk to her. We going to take calls. I had to say my finale. This young lady has been working, beautiful soul in and out. She's been humble since I've met her. She definitely is a talented MC, and she is nothing to fuck with, and she is in her own lane. Don't put her in no lane with nobody else. She on her own fucking way. I believe in the motto on my show where I say the best for last. Shout out to my guests, but I had to do it. I had to bring the queen through. I had to bring the boss through. So with that said, we going to go ahead and let the caller come on. Caller, state your name, where you from, and what you do.
What's good, what's good? It's Boss Lady in the building. And that's Boss Lady with a Z, not an S. And as y'all know, I am an artist. I'm not a rapper. I'm an artist. And I enjoy being on the show. Thank y'all for having me. Shout out to my boy E. Skilly, man. E. Skilly, he's very talented. We working together as well. Shout out to everybody that been on the show. Y'all actually have some good people on the show. It was dope, man. I appreciate it.
Nah, much love. Not much love. We about the people here. Like, we literally want to get the people music out. You know, I go through my Facebook. I watch and see who's working, who's doing what they do. And it's only right I reach out to them if they don't reach out first and let them know, like, I see what you're doing. Come bring that and let people know what you're doing. So
exactly.
We got a queen in the building. We have a boss in the. You heard with Z's, not S's.
I told you
she in her own lane. I told y'all.
Own lane.
Not S's.
Own lane, man.
What we going to do for the queen tonight, we definitely going to tap into your music. That's given. There's no question. I'm going to first start out and let you go ahead and shout your social media out to the people so they can tap in with what you got going on. And we got 6 callers right now. We're going to start taking calls and let them tap in with you. We're going to go ahead, let you drop a social media, and we're going to drop your song. We're going to bring you back. We're going to let the people talk to you. That sound good, Queen?
Most definitely. And on my social medias, there's Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, my Facebook fan page. Y'all can follow me on BOZZLAYDEE #1 because it's only one boss lady.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all heard? Well, we going to change it up. Y'all already know the vibe. Yo, Flop. We ain't even doing that tonight. We got royalty in the building. We ain't doing that. We don't question royalty. What we going to do is we going to go ahead and just get the people what they came for. Flop, we going to change our slogan a little bit. Throw that in rotation. You already know the vibe. Backwoods TV. All played in the building.
It's a death race to the grave. 6 feet under's the new way. Uh-huh. The good die young or the bad die fast. Either way, y'all play with this thing called life. My brother, you born built to last. You gotta live, learn, slay. You only get one life to live. Only the strong survive. It's a death culture. Back in the day, a nigga wanted gunplay. Walked in the lot on hunting him with the AK. Pow, pow. All I heard was shots, a gun clock. I was froze, couldn't move. My heart stopped. I thought I was gonna lose my life. Beast pulled out the pipe. And I ain't saying what he did was wrong or right. He saved my life. I come from a jungle where the predators prey. I'm humble. We make a lot. 5 times a day. Cause any moment could be your last moment. When you about that life, it's a death culture. A crit shot in it, and they left it slumped over. The rebid is a culture. In this death culture, money swooped down on you. You were holding no second chance. Cross the wrong set, it's your last end. Niggas beefing from different hoods, wound up in the same cemetery. It's a death race to the grave. 6 feet under's the new wave. The good die young, or the bad die fast. Either way, y'all playing with this thing called life. My brother, you born built to last. You gotta live, learn, slay. You only get one life to live. Only the strong survive. It's a death culture. Niggas got a new KKK. A nigga shot at Bunch Park with an AK. That's what the ball, you fucking retard. This is where the babies play. Shootouts be happening in the midday. When the sun go down, they get lit, ayy. Get caught like you just might get hit. It's deep innocent bystanders is out here slipping. The opposition slide if you blend. You got the ops wanting respect. If you tripping, niggas will pack you in the back. It put you on your mama's porch. You should have thought when you jumped off that porch. Bullets are known that had no name. It's a death culture. The murder gang. The murder gang beat the hunger gang. Niggas be hairy, banging for that stain. Only put that pain on every mother that gotta suffer the symptoms of the death culture. It's a death race to the grave. 6 feet under's the new way. The good die young or the bad die fast. Either way, y'all playing with this thing called life. My brother, you born built to last. You gotta live, learn, slay. You only get one life to live. Only the strong survive. It's a death culture.
Good gracious, yo, call it. Do y'all hear this? Do y'all hear royalty talking, yo. She smacked that beat. Hey, yo. Come on, yo. Stop playing, yo. Listen, America, we have talent. We ain't even on TV. Do you hear this? This is what I'm talking about. Ooh, salute, Queen. Salute. Yes, Miss Boss Lady. I hear you.
Yes.
I hear you. Whoa. I don't think the people was even ready for that. I might have to spin that back one more time before the night over. You know, that definitely might have to get a spin back. Ooh, good gracious. Man, before we jump into your first call, I just wanted to ask you, yo, real quick. That is my first and last question for you. We're going to let you talk to the people, and we're going to get out of here with one more of your bangers. And then I'm going to bring it back, and that's the end of that. But my question to you is, what was the energy going into that? Like, yo, you was talking some shit.
I mean, you know, first of all, it's a lot of lack of real, and I'm not throwing no shade. I'm only keeping it real as possible. You know what I'm saying? It's a lack of, you know, really talented female MCs. And what I mean by that, because, you know, they put women in categories to where they want us to twerk with our music. They want to, you know, they think we strippers with our music. We got to show ass and titties. No, it's much more to that than that. You know what I'm saying? You really got some actually really, really talented lyrical females out here that's really doing their thing, like myself. The other banger that y'all about to get into, first and foremost, let me say, when I say I'm a boss, I really am a boss. Like, it was at one point in time, I was managing myself, I was booking myself, I was promoting my own shit, I was marketing my own shit. I would literally hop in the car and go from state to state by myself when I was getting booked shows. And that's how I built my fan base. I ain't just stay in my city, I ain't do none of that. I moved around and I built relationships on my own. So the second single y'all going to get into, that single is actually is the single that I'm pushing right now that is actually on my way, knocking in the door for the labels are already knocking. We just trying to figure out which one budget deal we going to take. But it's trending number two on TikTok right now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just shout out to God and giving me the energy to keep moving and pushing my own shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, first and foremost, yo, I ain't never came straight off back to a female artist on my show. Yo, I need that feature, mama. Okay.
I got you.
I need that feature. Yo, yo, if you tapped in at the end of the show, we always go out of here with one of my bangers, yo. I'm going to definitely need that feature, mama, because you ain't nothing to fuck with. Like, that right there, like, literally, that's that work, like. And it's like I said, I understand what you were saying. There's no shade at the, you know, female artists, but, you know, in a way, yeah, I agree with everything you said. Y'all grouped in the category to where you should do certain things, and that's overshadowed by that lyrical ability. And that's why me, MC Light, is one of my favorite, outside of Lil' Kim. MC Light is my favorite because she didn't bend the train.
Yes, that's my favorite, man. That shout out to MC Light. That's my favorite right now, right? Especially like MC Light, Queen Latifah. I grew up listening to that type of energy. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, shout out to the role.
And it shows. So yo, like I said, we switch up the show a little bit differently for you. You know, like I said, I had to change up the vibe a little bit for you because I haven't had many female artists, let alone female lyricists on my show. So with that said, it was definitely an honor. Like, it's more of an honor having you here than you actually coming. So, you know, I appreciate you bringing that type of level of talent and level of vibe to the show. Like, this is something I've been wanting for a while as far as my show with a female artist. You know, shout out to the other female artists that have come on, but this is my type of vibe, like lyricism. So shout outs to you, boss lady. Like, that's what I'm talking about. We gonna go ahead and open up the lines for you.
Okay, go
ahead. This is what we gonna do. Caller, state your name, where you from, what you do. I got a boss lady in the building. You talking to royalty.
What's going on with you, Cindy? It's your man, King Six Million in the building, a.k.a. BKA, Mr. Seattle. How y'all feeling, ladies and gentlemen?
How you doing, my guy, Kush Money? What's good, brother, man? Listen, bro, I'm just locked and loaded as usual, trying to, you know, get all this talent out as much time as I can.
Man, you're definitely doing it, man. Shout out to all the special guests that came through tonight. I definitely listen, man. I'm definitely in tune. You guys are definitely doing your thing. Keep doing your thing. You know, you definitely got a vision. You got a passion, I see. I can feel it. I can also hear it. So salute to y'all. Keep doing it. And more power. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. 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 Yo, Kush, I definitely want to plug you in. I know you deal with a lot of dope female MCs personally, and I can honestly say that. You definitely do. And I definitely think you should lock in with this one right here. And, you know, I told her before, I've been stating it all show, I'm only one of six hosts. You know, it's five other hosts that's definitely listening in, and she happened to have the pleasure, you know, of being able to, you know, tap in with you. So I definitely want to tell you fuck with her, like, for real, for real. And you heard how you heard her grind, bro. She grind just like a dude. I know her grind harder than some dudes, honestly, bro. Like, and the fact she goes state to state with her shit, and that's how I am, yo. It's the respect. The respect is there, so. You know, definitely tap in with her.
Oh man, that's what it is, man. I mean, I'm with it, man. You know what I mean? Just holla at Simi if you know you want to be a special guest on my show. I'm definitely down with it. I had a special guest last night. I Am That I Am came through, and we have a lot of just, you know, a lot of fun. You know, play dope music, and man, but I don't think I can do it better, man. Like Simi though, Simi Sarnard, you know, he definitely got it popping on his shows, man. he definitely switched it up. We got different artists coming too, and, you know, juggling the same artists at the same time, so that's definitely another level. So, but at the same time, yo, it's the control room every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. West Coast time, right here on Florida Record Radio. You know, you can tap in, let's get it.
Okay. Yo, we did have a mix-up, but that ain't about nothing. That is not
That's
about
right.
nothing. Because I do have the number one motherfucking single in my motherfucking catalog. I have the hungriest female artist you probably going to come across in a long time. And I'm not bullshitting y'all when I tell you she grind. I'm a artist just like her. I relocated it to Charlotte. That's where I'm based out of now. I'm from Jersey.
Oh,
Italy.
I love Charlotte.
Absolutely.
I'm always there.
I spent 15 years in California, so I definitely know what it's like to chase your dream and spread your vision to different states. Yo, salute Queen. That's why I said, ain't about nothing. We had a minor mix-up, but we don't do the Queen like that. So, with that said, I'm going to give you one final question. I'm going to go ahead and let you shout to social media. And I do have what you're looking for. I do have the right one.
Y'all can follow me on BOZZLAYDEE number one. That's on all social media platforms, from Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud, any social media outlets that's out there, Instagram. My Facebook fan page. You can follow me at BOZZLAYDEE number one.
Absolutely. So, I just want to ask you one final question before we go ahead and get into that.
Sure.
That thing. And I'm gonna give you a chance to twitch it up, and we gonna end it with your talk your shit segment. Tell them motherfuckers why your single is number one. Yo, talk your shit. The floor is yours.
Man, for sure. My single is number one right now because technically before I even start pushing this single, I have a big catalog of music. I was letting some producers hear, and they was like, that's the one. I'm like, really? So it always be the one that we least expect, you know what I'm saying? So I just put it out there, and I started grinding. I was pushing it. I was promoting it to different DJs. And I'm not talking about just social media because, you know, back when we was growing up, we didn't have social media. So you actually had to really go in the club and shake DJ hands and build relationships. So I came from that era, and that's what I'm bringing back to this era. So I was showing up to this today's sets, and now I'm like, hey, play this. Trust me, you're going to love it. And they'll put it in, you know what I'm saying, whether I had to slide them a couple of dollars, whatever I had to do, they'll put that shit on, and then they'll just keep, you know what I'm saying, they like, yo, that shit fire, they'll bring it back, and before you know it, they was passing it on to DJs and DJs, and this, and you know, and this was even out without paying for DJ pools, because you know, now you got DJ pools, you have to pay for them to put your song in rotation, and thank God I haven't had to do that. Because the song is so fire and it speaks for itself, you know what I'm saying? Because right now they're hurting for good music right now. The universe of the radio stations, the world, they're hurting for good music, like really talented artists who are not biting on nobody else. Like originality is very limited now, you know what I'm saying? And another thing I want to let y'all artists know, it's not so much just about the music, it's about the business. You know, this is 90% business, 10% music. If you out there handling your business, then they'll take your music seriously. So you gotta have product. You got to have shit you got to sell. You know what I'm saying? Because you're selling yourself, and your music is a product. You are a product. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be out here. You got to know what you're selling, and you got to sell yourself before these people even listen to your music. So, you know, I just want to let the artists know that, you know, it just ain't about music. You got to really get out here and market your shit and have product and have it for sale, man. And that's what make you a boss. And that's real talk. Like, I didn't even know my shit was trending on TikTok. I get a call one day, like, late night. Like, yo, you ain't tell me your shit was number two on TikTok. I'm like, man, what the hell you talking about? I'm talking about I ain't never did a TikTok video. Never did a TikTok video. And I go on here, and my fucking song is number two. I'm like, word. Oh, wow, yes, oh, man. That's, you know, it's just, that's, and it's definitely a blessing, because what's meant for you is meant for you. You know what I'm saying? What God got for you, can't nobody take it away. So that's exactly what's happened to me. You know, it's been meant for me. I've been dreaming about this since I was a kid. I stayed at it. You know what I'm saying? Even when times, you know, because I'm also a mother myself. So even when times where I was feeling overwhelmed and I was working a 9-to-5, a really good 9-to-5 at that. And, you know, one of them had to go because at the end of the day, this is your career. Music is your career. You know what I'm saying? And when you overcloud your mind and you can't be creative, music is about creativity. And if you can't be creative, that kind of gets in the way of, you know, your artistry. So I decided to put that 9-to-5 on hold and look where I'm at now. You know what I'm saying? So It's definitely been a roller coaster ride and a blessing.
Man, yo, shout outs to Boss Lady in the building. Yo, that she just dropped an unexpected gem on y'all, including myself. Yo, like, you got to stay humble and true to the game. And like she said, it's 90% business, 10% mental. Like, and 10% mental and rap. Like, you got to look at it. You got to know the business side of. You know, fortunately for me, I hired management to where, you know I had the best people around me to, you know, protect my interests and make sure I get what I'm, you know, entitled to as well. So, you know, I respect you 100%. You know, you definitely, I'm working on the female one where I'm actually going to bring back all my top female artists, and I definitely will get in touch with you for a specific date. I want to definitely bring back all my top female artists and have y'all. You definitely want a place on that, because like not only do you have good music, but it's about the gems that you drop into people and the things that you're able to provide the young ladies that are coming up. So, you know, keep that attitude. You know, E-Skill, shout out, see you on the reference, bro. She everything you told me she was, professional, even with the, you know, with the mishap. She's very professional. She's very knowledgeable. You know, this is what I love about on the show. So shout out to Boss Lady in the building. I'm not going to make y'all wait too much longer. I got to do it. I got to redeem myself. I got to do it. and you heard it. I have the number two in the world, not just the state, the city,
in
the world. I have number two single in the world on TikTok right here in my arsenal. And y'all about to get that right now on Backwood TV. So with that said, salute to the queen. We bringing her back real soon. And Flock, you know the vibes, bro. Throw that in rotation, bro. Backwoods TV, I got the queen in the building. Boss lady.
I just broke up with his ass.
Hey.
I do what I want.
Do what I want.
And he gon' still run me that cash. Cause I do what I want.
Do what I want.
And ain't no such thing as free ass. Cause I do what I want.
I do what I want.
And no, you can't buy me no bag. I can spend on my own.
Spend on my own.
I do what I want.
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 That's why I don't be chasing these dog niggas. Cause I do what I want.
I do what I want.
That's why I don't be trusting these dog bitches. Cause I do what I want.
I do what I want.
They claim they be getting it.
They claim they be getting it.
But it all just a front.
But it all just a front.
The shit be ridiculous.
The shit be ridiculous.
On the way that they stunt.
On the way that they stunt.
In the club with their friend clothes. 10 heads on one blunt.
10 heads on one blunt.
That's why I don't fuck with these broke niggas. I do what I want.
I do what I want.
They be mad cause my diamonds flame. Back and forth like a boomerang. I'm a ball, call it Major Pain. Make it rain, call it Eddie Kane. Is that your nigga shit? He still a lame. But once I hit him, ain't gon' be the same. Call me boss, make him say my name. Say my name, baby, say my name. Roll up in the Hyundai, but I pulled off in the Benz. Today. Yesterday I had it all, woke up with no friends today. Even family turned into foes, shit hurt in a major way. Can't take everybody with you, lonely at the top, do you get the picture? I just broke up with his ass, cause I do what I want.
I do what I want.
And he gon' still run me that cash, cause I do what I want.
I do what I want.
And ain't no such thing as free ass, cause I do what I want.
I do what I want.
And no, you can't buy me no bag, I can spend on my own.
I spend on my own.
I do what I want.
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 That's why I don't be chasing these dog niggas, cause I do what I want.
I do what I want.
That's why I don't be trusting these dog bitches, cause I do what I want.
I do what I want.
Now I'm up all of a sudden. Couple birds in the regal. Got
wriggle.
My killers on the air. Better check on y'all.
Better check on y'all.
Make it spread like an eagle. Oh, with my brother's people. I ain't never snitch, nigga.
I ain't never snitch.
You just mad she ain't keep it. Fake friends don't need it. Hoes fuck for the semen. Claim they chasing that bag. Bitch, your pussy gotta meet her. The real goat don't cheat him. Demand respect like Aretha. Oh, I see why she mad. Cause he wants his Aquafina. Bitch, know I'm really the most. Don't get mad cause the player got chose. I'm a boss, I can get up and go. Know a lot of fake niggas say bro. Never mind, just know that I know that they never fuck with me. How we got beef off so suddenly? Only got on was because of me. I promise I say that shit humbly. Independent, no percentage. Black cars with no limit.
What else?
Getting visits from the chemist.
What else?
In the kitchen with them chickens. Don't fuck with nigga with no feelings. Thought so hard I need a dentist. Run up, bitch, you get the business.
Run up,
bitch,
you get the business.
I just broke up with his ass, cause I do what I want.
I do what I want.
And he gon' still run me that cash, cause I do what I want.
I do what I want.
And ain't no such thing as free ass, cause I do what I want.
I do what I want.
And no, you can't buy me no bag, I can spend on my own.
Spend on my own.
I do what I want.
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 That's why I don't be chasing these dog niggas, cause I do what I want.
I do what I want.
That's why I don't be trusting these dog bitches, cause I do what I want.
I do what I want. I'm like, let's get this bag, shouty, shouty, get this bag. I'm like, I'm in my bag, shouty, shouty, in the bag. I'm like, let's get this cash, shouty, shouty, get this cash. I'm like, I am the bag, shouty, shouty, is the bag. I'm like,
hey, hey, hey. Shout outs to the queen, boss lady in the building. Shout outs to my boy E-Skills. Shout out to my boy Malcolm Seth. Yo, y'all already know. Y'all locked in for a great show. I love y'all. I appreciate everybody tapping in like we always do. We on our shit. You know the fucking vibe. Before we get into this last call, I want to just say pray for my city. Everybody, I'm so sorry for the flood. I hope everybody recovers from it. I hope everybody is safe. May you find some type of blessing and you're able to get back to where you was. And truly my heart, for my family to yours, my heart is with you and I keep you in my prayers. Thank you everybody for tuning in another episode of Backwoods TV. Shout out to my boy Flock Geyser. You already know the whole Squad, my boy King Kush Money tapped in. Shout out to all the callers that called in, all the viewers that listen. I appreciate y'all. Shout out to my lady who probably listening right now as we speak. I love you, sweetie. Thank you for the support. It's much appreciated. Shout out to my management. We made us, the whole squad. We going to let my boy Haiti body some shit, and we going to jump into my closing song. You already know the fucking vibes. Haiti, what it do?
Yo, 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 what's going on, Simi, man? It's Haiti the fucking great, a.k.a. OG Savage, a.k.a. Mr. Futter Wrecker himself. What's going on, my boy, Simi?
Man, brother, I'm working. I see you working too, my guy.
You know, man, I've been on this, you know, hey, can I tell you something? I've been here for a minute, man. You know how I do this shit, man. I appreciate everything you're doing, man. I tuned in, man. This is Haiti the Great, man. I'm in the trenches, man. I got a show every fucking Sunday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Central, called the Great Bar Show. We're all tuning in today. Y'all tuning in for the Great Bar Show, man. We do this shit 7 days a week. This is my boy, Simi, man. I just come through, spit a little bars, man. You feel me? Talk a little shit. You know what I'm saying? And I got a request. You feel me? That hot shit. I'm trying to bang that hot shit. Everybody that tuned in for that Haiti the Great shit, man, y'all, I'm on YouTube, H-A-I-T-I-D-A. Great, one whole word, man. Y'all tune y'allself into that Haiti the Great shit, hot shit, man. I got a lot of shit on there, man. Now do me. Hey, I'm going to sit a little bars and I'm going to try to play that hot shit. What's going on, Sammy? The Blaze is got to cut shot, too.
I know the vibes. I know
freestyle
the vibes. I know
in,
the fucking
man. All out there.
Body some shit, Haiti.
I say, you know I do this shit every day. Ride up the street, 745, foreign shit, great foreign. Berlanos with a big-ass drum. They know how to came to play. Play. What niggas better not play? I nigga need niggas DOA. Fuck with my niggas, I'm going so crazy. You know I body nigga like Simi told me to body the track like a freestyler and I body that Mac. Got the Mac Lee, a nigga on his back. I ain't never gave a fuck. Put so many hoes in his chest, I swear to God. Fuck nigga look like a button up. I swear to God, I stay grinding on the fuck nigga. You know I got big bank racks on racks like I was YC, nigga. I ain't gonna tell them, send me. They play with me. Leave a nigga DOA. 6 feet to deep, they. I never see that nigga. I don't play. Yeah, fly. Shout out to my boy, Fly Gaza. When I freestyle, I feel a brainstorm like I'm smoking on that Gaza Kush. Acting like they want it. I swear to God, leave a nigga DOA like I said before. Wish they could fuck with Haiti the Great. I'm the savage right here. Tell a fuck nigga to his face. I pull some, he'll be laying down, shaking on the ground. His pet family will pick him up. You know how we doing this, Chirac. Swear to God, I'm focused, though. Laid back in the trenches with something real big. I swear to God, leave a pothole, leave a sewer top, be a hoe. I go stupid on a nigga, though. Acting like they want to play with me. We do this shit 7 days a week. This semi-serenata, leave a nigga fucked up in the backwoods, though. I'm laid back smoking on a big, fat backwood, though. Leave a nigga fat down with a Mac dome, though. Hold on, where the car come past? Let me look back for all that. Let this Mac real go. Let that Mac real blow. Acting like they really won't know it. I swear to God, I let it go. Shit, I just tell a nigga like this, Simi. They fuck with my nigga, Simi. I have my niggas down there real fast with them Simis. Laid back in the cut, laid back in the gangways, acting like they really don't feel me. Niggas talking like they really did it. Every time I spit, I diarrhea shit on anybody that thought they really did it. Man, I'm riding the 745 Nipsey Blue. R.P. to my nigga Nipsey. I swear to God, I leave a nigga permanent blue. All my niggas' crews got some 30 poppers and got the motherfucking drums on this bitch. Double D's with this bitch. Acting like they really fuck with this for the record and backwood TV, leave the DOA, fuck them up in this click. I'm just fucking around. Y'all know what it is. Haiti the Great, man. Y'all tune in. I ain't gonna do too much, man.
Now let me tell you something about me. I'm a BEASTFAKE. You got a lot of bruise, but you still weak. Hot shit. Jumping out the speaker, ho. Super clean, I be dripping, ho. Fuck a op, keep the 40, I be swerving, ho. Sipping Remy with your bitch, getting deep, oh. Hit me on the celly, I got good crack. I got money, but if it looks sweet, let me rub that. Disrespect me, you be sleeping where the mud at. I got niggas from Philly that gangsta us say they love that. And I'm from Chirac, nigga, where the love at. Got the rape for the weak rappers, I'm the reason, man. Cause I feel it's your Monday to Friday, plus the weekend. And all of my guns, they sing like the weekend. Say less,
I know I ain't one of the coldest, I'm just one of the best. And my niggas on 100, so it's fuck the rest. And all that soft ass shit, tell that shit to your best. It's my team getting money, you looking broke as a bitch. And the last thing you'll see is a 4 and a 5th. Shoot up your wake and fritter on the 4th and the 5th. Apple project fuck nigga hustled on the 4th and the 5th. Weed rocks and blows, I had to think in the grip. Put it all in 10 tens, that's a major flip. Summertime in Minnesota, I made it snow in that bitch. Free my nigga out the bands, double digits to bid. And all a nigga wanted to do was take care of his kids. I'm an outstanding member, black and gray my fit. Elite at what I do, so respect that shit. You will never be hotter than me, so respect that shit. 1-5 diarrhea on you, I shit. Keep the pole, that's my dog, blue nose bitch. You pussy, so your head, I give it a split. You bad bitches, that's true, I'm bananas and split. I can't go back to you and you be kissing the bitch. Then it's back to getting money, ain't no I in click. We getting money, recognize that shit. I'm trying to get it straight now, you on that shoebox shit. Money overseas, offshore, count that shit. And if shorty got a ass, I'll tell her bounce that bitch. See my dick like a Harley, I'll tell her rap that bitch. You see a lick, you better call me, let me hit that bitch. And if she bad and she with you, let me hit that bitch. Take the money to the cleaners, gotta wash that shit. Cause all lies on me like I'm pocket shit. And you know time pain like when you rock that lick. I've been the real rude, contraband I grip. Knock his head off his shoulders, he got killed with his flip. A nail with sweet line and playing beef in your bitch. I'm living my best life, I got no time for the stress. I'm 100 in the streets, I feel like Billy the Kid. Whack your mom and your daddy and kidnap your kid. You laid in it, nigga, it's time to make your bed. And since you walking like you probably gotta take your leg. Put the work in the pot, I gotta scramble the egg. While you was drinking a baby bottle, I was shooting that tank. And if you ain't gon' give, I'ma take my respect. I am hating the God, come to me to get blessed. Fuck the DA, the prosecutor is my last request. This for Trayvon Martin, all the blacks that kill. I can't see you on the moon, you must have missed the trip. And we got drums over here, what's the extra clip?
Now that's plenty mouths to feed. Don't your buzz pipes, but never to a kid. I'm here to do big things, plus I got money on my mind. I make moves by my lonesome. Ever since I picked up a pen, I've been on one. Mama said best rule one, trust no one. Success is a goal, grind hard, it's a slow one. 20 years and I'm still here. Put respect on my name though. Y'all career is in the wheelchair. For me, I'm shining like a rainbow. Fan crazy kid, I need a piece of the pie. Income free, so me, I gotta grind. No new friends, I've been doing fine. Money and my vision, the people really blind. What you mean I'ma be a threat?
What I mean, nigga?
And I ain't even trying to be the best. I've been giving bars, still playing with hooks. I don't even want the crown, throw my name in the books. What you mean I'ma be a threat?
You already.
And I ain't even trying to be the best. I've been giving bars, still playing with hooks. I don't even want the crown, throw my name in the books.
Yeah.